This episode of Geek Pod is brought to you by the Creole Soul Cafe. Savor that Louisiana flavor.
Hey, it's Josh from the show on K-Rock, wishing everybody over there at Geek Pod a very happy, I guess, anniversary. It's a big milestone you're hitting, and congratulations on everything you guys are doing. I really had a great time when I was keeping geek culture alive and all things nerdy and whatnot. So congratulations, guys. Here's to a million more episodes of Geek Pod.
Hey, guys. Congratulations on this, your 50th episode. This is Sal Otero. You guys have been awesome. And hopefully you get out a little bit more, reach that 100 spot, 150. Thanks for everything you've done for all the artists and writers out there. And keep it going. You guys are awesome. Take care. Bye.
Hey, Geek Pod family. It's your friendly neighborhood artist here, Shad Nowicki. Just want to take a second and congratulate Geek Pod on 50 awesome Geek Pod episodes. Hopefully one of these days, I'll be on. All right, guys, here's to another 50 episodes. Can't wait to hear the next show.
My name is Paul, and I'm a comic book geek.
My name is Hugh, and I'm an all-purpose geek.
My name is Corbs, and I'm a sports geek.
My name is Jack. I'm a history geek.
This is Geek Pod.
Hello and welcome to this very special edition of Geek Pod. I'm your host, Paul.
I'm Hugh.
And we are here to celebrate episode number 50. That's right, 50 episodes of Geek Pod. If you don't count special editions, minisodes, spin-off shows, whatever else I didn't feel like numbering, but I digress. We're here to celebrate, and we're not doing it alone, are we, Hugh?
We are not, Paul.
I would like to welcome back Corbs.
Hey, what's up?
And Jack.
What's going on, people?
And Lana.
Hi.
And Andrew.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, the long-awaited return of Wiggy himself, Mr. Gary Wiggins.
What?
And finally, welcome to the studio for the first time ever, Miss Laura.
Hi, guys.
Holy shit, it's a packed room. Folks, what the fuck's got y'all geeked?
Well, you know what? I'm geeked about Halloween. Halloween season is officially upon us. And if you say it's too early, go fuck yourself.
If you're a comic book fan, it's always Halloween.
Yeah. Now, you might have seen, Paul, I don't know if you saw the video, I posted up a walkthrough of our house. We did our decorating yesterday, which involved multiple set pieces, all sorts of crazy stuff, and lights under my porch. I actually ran cords under my porch and then attached hooks to extending poles to pole cords where I needed them. All this crazy stuff. It's fucking awesome.
You are the man.
I am.
I watched that video twice. That was nice.
Yeah.
I know you like Halloween a lot.
He's not going to tell you what he was doing while he was watching the video.
Oh, are you doing the same thing I do when I watch the video?
Okay.
Yeah, he loves Halloween. Yes, skeletons out, all that good stuff.
I'm already rethinking having all these people, because two people just stole the same joke I was going to use.
Paul, I guess you're going to have to try harder.
Under the porch. I hear swords.
I went with that too, but I let that one go. So I don't think it was.
Well, I was there. That's besides the point, though.
Just give them a baby.
Yeah, we're not going to keep them there until Halloween because we don't want to actually scare the kids away.
Yeah, you just have to feed them, too.
Oh, yeah. There's mushrooms on the front lawn. Do you like mushrooms?
Right. Just see a hairy arm reach out and snatch a mushroom.
It's a little tricky. It's all good. I'll be all right.
Andrew, we'll just go right around the table with this, but we'll try and keep them brief because, damn, we got a lot to cover.
So, what's got me geeked? Well, I gotta admit, Ghost Rider on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
How fucking cool was that?
And that kick-ass fucking car.
It's not a motorcycle.
I know, but still, it's awesome.
I'll take it. Yes, it was very fucking well done. And when they finally did show the transformation, oh my fucking god! I rewound it twice and made Kristen watch it over and over again.
Yeah. I bet she had sex with you that night, didn't she?
No, I went to bed alone, lonely and sad.
Just, box of tissues.
And like any other night, yeah.
Got some Jergens lotion.
I'm past that. I'm a pro now. I don't need that anymore.
Johnson & Johnson.
That's a family company.
Not the way I use them.
Family making company, maybe.
Not by himself.
You never know.
No, that's a mass murderer.
That's a batch of orphans, isn't it? Someone used to say that. Okay, Laura.
Well, obviously, I'm geeked about finally being asked to the fucking table. Thank you very much.
And it only worked because Andrew brought you here. So, it was a secret. Shut up, you're ruining the magic. Even though the only people that listen to it are probably all sitting around the table anyway. So.
Well, my son listens to it, so.
Don't lie.
Great. Now we're going to have to bring someone else in for episode 100.
Right.
Sorry.
Anyone that the episode has touched has to come in for it, I guess.
I'm geeked about The Walking Dead.
So geeked about The Walking Dead.
I knew that would get him fired up.
Well, what's geeking you about Walking Dead?
Everything.
It's coming back.
What do you mean? So it's already on.
Okay. It's been on for weeks.
Fear the Walking Dead has been on for ages.
I'm okay with it right now.
I think it's a better show.
I want to see.
Seriously?
I want to discuss.
What? I missed what you said, buddy.
Here, hold on. I digress. I don't want to jump all over this.
No, but seriously?
Yes, seriously.
I agree with Laura on that.
Yeah, me too.
It's okay. You guys can both be wrong.
You can both be right.
Except it's what? 4-1?
That still doesn't make you right.
That's the beauty of opinions.
Yeah.
Everybody's wrong.
Oh.
Unless I say it. So.
Everybody's got one.
Really?
They all stink.
Yep, that's what I get. I'm geeked about.
I'm going to reserve judgment on which show is better until we start into season 7. But I am really digging Fear this season.
You know, it's just because The Walking Dead has a predetermined path. They can digress a little bit, but if you've read the comic, you know where they're going, and they're stuck with that. Fear the Walking Dead is the undiscovered country. They're doing different things, trying different things. It's just so much more interesting to me because I don't know what's going to happen. And for instance, like with that one guy who says he's been bitten and he didn't turn, we don't know that that's not true. That could be a new piece of the mythos that they just never, you know, on The Walking Dead, everyone who gets bit, they shoot. We don't know that. And that doesn't necessarily go against the comic books either if they've killed everybody who's been bitten before they have a chance. It's just, it's interesting. It's more interesting to me because I don't know what's going to happen.
And he didn't turn.
They cut off his leg.
Well, something.
Not only that. You don't have to be bitten in The Walking Dead to turn. You automatically turn.
As soon as
if somebody was able to, their immune system was able to fight off just the dirtiness of getting bitten, it's conceivable. We don't know. I'm not saying I think it's true, but I think it's possible, and the regular show, The Mothership, does not explore that because they feel like they already know everything. In Fear, they don't.
But they don't know. In The Walking Dead, you don't know what caused anything because, like, Sean broke that other kid's neck in the woods. All he got was a broken neck, and he turned.
You're right, though.
Fear does have that one thing that's keeping us holding on. That's what I want to keep holding on for. What caused this virus?
Well, I
do like Chris. That is a good character in Fear. Like, but it's like a slow burning candle. But like, I just like The Walking Dead. Just like how it's dark, gritty. I want to see what Negan's gonna do because I've read the graphic novels and I want to see that.
He's gonna bash somebody's fucking head in.
Right.
I want to see who's on the end of
now,
the seal.
Four seasons from now, we might have seen, you know, Travis might have gone back and forth between crazy and less crazy and crazy again, and maybe it won't be as good as The Walking Dead, but who knows? It's early days.
Okay. That's you, baby girl.
I am geeked for Halloween because I've got most of the stuff that I want for my Halloween costume, and I plan to be Freddy Krueger. Like a female Freddy Krueger, but I'm not going to be like one of those pretty...
Slutty Freddy Krueger thing to do.
I'm going to be like... I'm going to like break out like the... Fuck, what's it called?
Gasoline in a match?
Yeah, that's...
You're really committing to this?
The boiler room? Blessing children?
I don't know. God, I forgot what it's called. Got it for me.
Liquid latex?
No, not that one. The other one, the clear one.
It was from Mehron, wasn't it?
Clear liquid latex?
It's like that. It's the stuff for building scar tissue.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Oh, so you're going all scarred.
Yeah, I'm not going to use one of those fucking masks.
The spirit gum? Is that what you're talking about?
No, that's the stick masks on, right?
Spirit gum. Third degree.
I want to take a picture of that. I do want to see that. That Freddy Krueger is by far the best. I love his character. He's really cool.
Pinhead, whoop his ass.
I found a hat.
Especially if you headbutt him.
You are him.
But yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm going ball cap and everything. Because, you know, he doesn't have hair.
Because it burnt off.
You know, burned victim.
Well, our young listeners might not even know who Freddy Krueger is.
Then they shouldn't be listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're making two assumptions. A, that our listeners are young, and B, that we have listeners.
I'm right here.
Is he going to look like Jackie Earl Haley, or are you going Robert Englund?
There's only one right answer.
Exactly. There is only one right answer.
I think it's Robert Englund. Which one did you show me?
I showed you both, but yes, the correct answer is Robert
Englund. Robert Englund, yes.
Welcome to prime time, bitch.
You want
to That's my daughter!
She's a nice thing.
And she's such a sweet girl.
She's full of hate. What are you talking about, people?
Good point. Wiggy, what's got you geeked? Walking Dead?
Walking Dead?
She doesn't want to say it again because a conversation will break out.
I was going to say Buffalo Bills, but they can't geek anything right now.
No.
Buffalo Bills suck right now.
Hasn't that been like the last 14 years?
Yeah, we need to get rid of Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan, he's proved nothing but his mouth.
Bro, Rex.
Terry Pegula said he's getting rid of Whaley and Rex Ryan if they don't get the playoffs. So they go. Yeah. They're already 0-2.
Soon to be 0-3. And then 0-4 with a third string.
Then 0-17. Right?
I just found out that the kid who's back up, Jacob Pissett, just got a torn thumb ligament. He's out too.
Is he really?
Julian Edelman would kick Buffalo's ass right now.
I'm just saying, buddy.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm just saying. They're going to be on the fourth string quarterback, and they're still going to be able to beat you.
But what's got me geeked, I would say Gotham. Season 3, Mad City. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Didn't even think about Gotham. That's an awesome show.
That's a show I've been watching right from the start. There's a Bruce Wayne clone. I want to know where they're going to take this season. I want to know where they're going to take this season because the first season they're developing all the characters. Sex season.
That's what I hear about Catwoman.
It's on Channel 5. It can't be a sex season.
Second season was all about the rise of the villains, showing who the villains are. But now you have your villains in place.
I like Jim Gordon as
a rogue now.
Yeah, that's
rogue
awesome.
Detective.
It's actually a really dark series for.
Yeah,
and it's really cool because it's supposed to be Batman and it's really dark like Batman. So
and the best part is right after Jeopardy.
See, perfect.
Well, there you go.
Exactly.
That just makes you old.
No,
I was gonna say it pulls in the geriatric crowd.
I want to see they're gonna take the season. Like I want to see what's gonna happen. I'm geeked about that.
About the sex season. That's what he's looking forward to.
That's
Are you geeked about the sex season?
Anybody's geeked about sex?
Come on, Corey. Put your shirt back on.
Oh, it's in my mouth. Oh.
What's got me geeked is a new TV show. Give Sutherland's new TV show, Designated Survivor.
That looks good.
Was it cool?
It was very good.
I didn't check that one out.
First episode.
Is that on TV?
Yeah.
It's
got Keith Sutherland.
I don't watch TV.
Seriously. Yeah, I don't like Keith Sutherland.
Who wouldn't care about Jack Bauer being president of the United States? I mean,
I'm all right with it.
I'm definitely all right with it.
I want to be president.
I'll vote for you.
You got 2 votes.
There you go.
I'm not voting for anybody this year. That's all I got.
I'm geeked about this. Just having a massive amount of people at Geek 5.
Corbs is massive what?
A massive amount of people here. Just all the faces back around.
There is a throng of people here.
I am not wearing my thong today.
Paul's going soft on us.
That's what she said.
I think he's
tearing
up.
Is that why she keeps calling me?
Probably, yes. I did give her the number. I'm like, just try that one. There's metal involved. You should be all right.
Wow.
But that's it. Hugh.
Yes.
Do you want to go into your news segment, or would you like to go into your favorite moments countdown that you were teasing us?
Well, I certainly can do the news. I have the news ready, so let's do this quick. It's going to be short this week, because we got a lot to go over. So, first up, everything I need to know I learned from Doctor Who. Now, if you don't know this, there's an upcoming Doctor Who spinoff called Class, and they've announced that it's going to debut on October 22nd in the UK. Most likely means it's going to debut at the same time in the US. Now, the interesting part about this, it's going to be a spinoff set at the Coal Hill School, where the show has visited a lot in the past couple years, but that's also where the show started. The very first episode, it was two teachers and a student from the Coal Hill School. So there's a bit of history involved. Now, on the show's Twitter, they revealed that Peter Capaldi, who is the 12th Doctor, is going to be showing up for that very first episode to kind of usher in this new show. What we hear about it is that it's very dark, and it's kind of like Torchwood with less sex, because they're all, 16-year-olds in high school. Next up.
Wait, so how would there be less sex then? Because isn't, never mind, we have a high
school. Yeah, because they can't show high schoolers.
They shouldn't be.
They shouldn't be anyway. Even though. Okay, Andrew, shut up.
There are some pretty old high school students nowadays.
Andrew, what are you watching on your phone?
Pornhub, duh.
Yeah, I think there's a FBI.
Welcome to our new sponsor, by the way.
Next up, you win some, you lose some. I don't know if you noticed, but Transformers last night just got in some hot water because they decided, so they're filming in the UK right now, and apparently the last night is going to involve a lot of crazy stuff, including Hitler's going to be involved, and a lot of stuff that doesn't make any sense. What they've done is they've gone to Winston Churchill's his home, where he was born, and they've dressed it up like a Nazi headquarters, which has a lot of people pissed off. Now, Michael Bay has come out and he said, I really think Winston Churchill would really like this if he was able to see the movie. He'd understand. Just wait until you see the movie. Now, I don't pretend to be a big movie maker like Michael Bay, but I have to think, okay? Maybe you guys can follow me on this. I'm pretty sure that JFK would like my chili, but if I went to his birthplace and staged, a pro-gun rally, he'd probably be kind of pissed off. How can you even say, hey, I think this great historical figure would like this thing I'm doing to his home? That's just dumb.
I agree. It's Michael Bay being stupid again.
And it shows a lot of bad taste. I mean, especially now, Winston Churchill fought World War II. He fought the Nazis. He fought Hitler. He was in charge of, he was prime minister during that time. That is, super bad taste. You probably couldn't do anything worse to the memory of Winston Churchill unless you dressed a guy up like Hitler and, had sex on his grave or something. I don't know. I can't even imagine. It takes an immense amount of lack of forethought. No, not balls. Lack of forethought to not even think this was going to be a problem.
Hugh, on the note about the Transformers, did you see that the Koreans just actually made a real Transformer?
I did not.
They made an actual real Transformer out of a full-size BMW, and it actually transforms into a robot.
That is weird.
It's all remote-controlled and everything, but it's a full-size vehicle.
That's awesome. Cool. We may have to look that up.
Yes.
Take a look at it and talk about it.
It's on YouTube. It's awesome.
That needs to probably go into the Facebook feed.
Yeah. Yes. I'll look it up. Finally, we've got one last thing. The Blair Witch casts a curse on future movies. Now, the past couple weeks, Blair Witch has not fared very well at the box office, unfortunately. Now, I did go see it on opening day. I thought it was a decent movie. I mean, there's only so much you can do in the format, but... I kind of, if you were expecting something different, yeah, absolutely. I kind of thought it was going to be an updated version of the original, which it was. It didn't piss me off. I also wasn't like, this is the best movie ever. But because it hasn't performed well at the box office, which oddly enough, I find that odd. Considering all the hubbub around it, I figured it was going to at least do decent. Apparently it actually has done bad. So Paramount has delayed some of their upcoming future horror films. First of all, Rings, which was supposed to debut in October, has now been pushed to January of next year. Also, the Friday the 13th new movie. We don't know if it's a reboot exactly. There's a lot of mystery around that. But that's now been pushed from January 13th of 2017 to October 13th of 2017.
See, I think that's too many of those movies out.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of horror movies. It seems like horror.
No, I was talking Jason.
Oh God, no! They need to just put it back on track.
Yeah, they made too many of them in 1980. There's been like one.
We've had one in the last 15 years, maybe.
Well, maybe with Friday the new 13? CG and all that good stuff, it might be better.
Couple, there's been a couple of Friday the 13th. There's been a couple of new Halloweens. Rob Zombie directed the last two Halloweens. I see what you're saying. It's a flooded market.
But it's been the last Friday the 13th came out 2010 or 2013.
Okay.
So it's been long enough for another movie to come out.
Yeah, but it's just getting old because it's like, where are you going to go with it? You're just killing off people. Like, that's all you can do.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, that's kind of the genre. I mean, it's kind of...
I think with the horror movies, they need to come out more closer to Halloween. I mean, Blair Witch...
I agree.
Two months or 60 days before Halloween. I think if it came out... Weekend before Halloween or something like that, or 2 weeks before Halloween, it would do a lot better because it's...
Part of the problem with that, though, is they were probably trying to avoid the opening of Rings, because Rings didn't get pushed until after Blair Witch came out.
Right, so I mean, I can understand the staggeredness of it, but I think the fact that it was put out well before Halloween, I think maybe if they opened up first week in October, something like that, you get a little more...
Well, you've got to look at all the other films, though. We've got the Conjuring films, Annabelle. All of those are doing fine, released all year round.
But they're all new. Friday the 13th, there's kind of like, listen to the same radio station over and over and over again, and they play the same song.
You do realize that's exactly what people do, right?
But that's called classic. People like those certain things, though. I'm with you on that, but people love Freddy.
I'm not saying they don't, but a little bit of taste here and a little bit of taste there is fine, but when you're doing it over and over and over again, it's just repetitive.
Hugh, I don't know if you have this in the news. I had a free movie ticket the other day, and my buddies and I, we went to go see Don't Breathe. Did you guys see that one with Stephen Lang?
No, have not seen that.
Oh my God, that is...
I heard it was good, though.
It's a very good thriller. Watch that one. I definitely recommend Don't Breathe. He's a blind military veteran. People try to steal from his house, but things go totally wrong.
Stephen Lang's badass.
He is so bad.
He should be Cable.
Now it's over.
I was going to say that. Yeah.
No point of seeing it. What? Spoiler alert.
What, Stephen Lang?
Just kidding.
Oh my God, it was so good.
But anyway, to wrap up the news, this isn't the first shakeup for Rings, if you don't know that. The movie's been done for a long time, and it was supposed to come out in November of 2015, and then April of 2016, then to October of 2016. And it just keeps getting pushed and pushed. And Friday the 13th has also been delayed because they've been locked up in legal troubles. Some guy was trying to steal the rights to the movies and all that. There's a whole bunch of stuff about it. Apparently it's all been settled. But both those movies have a troubled history. And a lot of people are wondering if this is going to kind of cast a pallor over the entire horror industry. And everyone's going to be scared to release movies now.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Are people out of ideas? Is that the problem?
People have been out of ideas since like 1800.
I don't know. Seth Rogen came out with a pretty funny movie with Sausage Party.
But that's why
that's pretty hilarious.
Sausage Patty.
Well, that's Sausage Party. That's why I'm saying Don't Breathe is original. That's why I thought it was really done well. It was simple. It was very well done.
But that's the news, kids. Now put the cat down. You know she hates Cheese Whiz.
Jesus.
Alright, I'm gonna throw this out to the group here. I want to bring back something. I'm going to throw up probably on you, you're closest.
I'll throw up on Jack.
Right, just a chain reaction on the table. We can either go into your, we can start the homework assignments.
Okay.
Or we can go into the game.
I'm in high school, I'm not doing homework for you guys.
Up to you.
What?
Folks, do you want to start into the homework assignment, our favorite moments from the past 50, or do you want to go into Too Fake?
I'll do homework. I've done my homework.
You probably did a lot of people's homework.
All right.
Jack, you're up.
Jack.
All right. You didn't do mine, did you?
What I liked about the past 50 episodes, I would definitely say the Christmas episode is above
that
there.
That was mine.
It's up there. That was a really well done episode.
That's what happens.
I'll let you talk about it. I also enjoyed going with Paul... with Kevin Smith, talking about him and talking about what we did there. We saw his comedy, and he only answered 5 questions. And Paul and I were 2 of the 5 questions, which was awesome. I thought that was great.
Yes. And wait, you're leaving the best part about that.
What
was put in hand?
What did I
put in his hand?
No, what did you put in his hand?
What he let me, let's put it that way.
He gave a Geek Pod CD to listen to it in. I think he would listen to that.
I doubt it.
I thought that was great.
Called Geeking Out.
Yeah, that son of a bitch.
And now he's on Geeking Out. But I thought that was great.
Wait a minute. And he does spell it with 3s. No, I'm just kidding.
No, he does.
He's probably like, and another geek with threes? That's stupid.
Another shout out goes to Andrew. We talk about one, though. It's always good. Well, it is, but, you know, you just don't do it right. I don't know why.
Right. He's chastising him as Watto. That's
you don't know what you're doing. Shut up and do it right. Alright, face the corner. Which one is the one? You go in the corner. Alright, I've met Jeff though a couple times. The White Morgan Freeman at Cloud City, which has always been great.
I'm pretty sure he's recapping everything he's done.
No, basically it is. I haven't been on in a couple months.
Right? Well, Jack shows. What's up with this?
It's been great. But,
it's Jackpot.
It's Jackpot. Tune in after Geekpot for Jackpot. No, it's just been great. Being with all you guys. I hope we can do another 50 more.
Hanging out with. I have never, air quotes, been with this man.
We've seen the video.
Yeah.
We haven't released it yet. It's still in post-production.
Spoiler alert. Lots of editing needed for that video.
Come on.
Light angle shot.
Sorry.
A lot of blurred out areas.
Come on.
No, they're not blurred out. You just can't see them.
Right.
They're pixelated.
There's a lot of hair involved. Sorry.
But the Paris Hilton tape's got nothing on my tape over here. But no. It's been great.
Paul, don't throw up on the board.
No, but being with you guys around this table, talking about the things we enjoy, bashing one another left and right, but it's been awesome.
Each other. We're just bashing you.
Right. He slides right in. Yeah.
Right? Slid it right into his DMs.
Wow.
That's what I got.
Fantastic. Very good list. Who wants to go next? Laura, do you want to go before someone else steals any more of your material?
Well, obviously, you know, like Jack said, Christmas one, because, you know, I am a girl, so...
I don't even remember the Christmas episode.
You got us Christmas presents, god damn it.
Right?
I didn't get one.
Of course,
man.
Huh?
You guys got a little emotional. It was very sensitive.
Were you the one that got blubbery on the Christmas episode, or was that me?
No, you all got blubbery in Nickel City.
No, I got teary-eyed at something, too. Oh, Nickel City, I was a fucking mess. We've discussed that a couple times. I think Christmas was me.
We all...
Maybe.
It doesn't matter.
I don't remember anything past last Tuesday.
Am I the only one that listens to this show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I edit it and I don't even listen to it.
Oh, that tells me a lot.
Right?
Wow.
Hmm?
I've never listened to an episode, so.
Actually, Paul, do you even have the updates on listeners and everything?
What?
Me.
Like, yes, she's sitting right there.
No, I'm being serious. Like,
I didn't bring numbers for it right now. I also lied and did not bring the numbers of all episodes we've done so far. You know, I texted that to somebody, just add the number one to it. What, wasn't it like 75?
It was 88.
So 89 now. So this is technically 90 episodes that have all come out of the GeekPod network at this point.
Well,
all
right.
90 episodes.
And I've only been in 4.
So 10 episodes from now, we'll decide it's our 100th episode. We'll pull a Marvel Comics and renumber.
We wrote it down. I don't remember. 5.
So this one from Laura's list, to like, how many episodes have we done?
Well, that was a question last time, so I...
Everybody knows Jax. He just went through all the things he did in.
I'm sorry, but I did just step all over your list today.
You're good.
Free Comic Book Day, 2015.
At my house. I have tons of comics. Not really.
That was a special.
Welcome time. Back, Wiggy.
What else?
Batman versus Spider-Man.
2015, me. No.
2015 was all about you.
Have you met me, Jack? No. But that was my first time on mic, so obviously that was my favorite.
Okay.
Did Mike enjoy it?
See, and the thing is, she's referencing all these things, and I'm like, fuck, what did we do?
Okay, Free Comic Book Day was when Hugh was pushing the kindness for Kinley.
Okay.
And that's when the stormtrooper went under the rally. Like,
yeah,
ow.
Yeah.
that was all there for that.
That was our first big one, that's right.
Wonder Woman tooth cap, yep. Utica Wonder Woman.
Utica Wonder Woman.
That's actually the name of the episode.
Yes.
You're welcome.
You are the only person.
You thought we were joking?
Now, what did you call her? Before we went on mic, right?
No, I called her the official GeekPod archivist.
Yes. Oh,
so was I. I'm like, huh?
I called her Bae.
You do.
Thank you.
I
have a couple
official titles. I'm all right with it.
Web mistress and archivist.
I don't think web mistress is one of them, but
take off the web part. You got that.
Easy. Calm down on that side of the table over there.
Sorry.
But I do. I like the Free Comic Book Days. We're good, even though Paul skipped out on the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Asshole.
But he let me sit in his spot, so I was okay with it.
I can take that. Ew, come on.
Oh, I missed that because I was listening.
Squirming to around in his chair.
And I was sitting in between Andrew and Jack, so there was no squirming whatsoever. Wasn't awkward that was at all. Awkward. Yeah, I'm good.
That was your carry list? On. You good?
No, my list is longer, but carry on.
Jesus. Are all 50 episodes on your list?
Be, no, because I didn't, like, I started listening at Heroes Expo, which is episode 7.
That's right.
So.
From where?
My first episode.
That's right. Look at that.
Heroes Expo?
Yeah, it was Jack's first episode. He won the contest.
Oh, that's right. That's
and
right.
Then we haven't been able to get rid of him.
I did know that. I had to, like, run out of there. You know,
yeah, I remember that, too.
You listen. Which, I listened to most of the episodes.
So I've listened from 7 up till now. But I've listened to all of them, including the little minis and your Out of Your Heads and your Fist of Comanche stuff.
So you didn't listen to anything I was in?
Did we do a cowboy show that I didn't know about?
Nothing I was
in. You're fisting and
I'm sorry. He said, I'm doing this podcast, give it a listen and let me know what you think, which I'm sure he's kicking himself for now.
Absolutely not.
It's like a
point.
Oh my gosh.
It's like a point. What does Kristen think about us hitting episode 50? Or does she even know?
She's blissfully unaware of where we're at with any of this. She worries about real life stuff, like important
stuff. Got a starter.
Here we go.
Oh,
yeah.
And I do actually have a favorite episode of Out of My Head.
I know, and you're probably going to hit it, but don't because it's on my list.
All right, okay.
For obvious reasons.
Okay, go ahead.
You got the stink eye over there.
So I'm good.
It's not the first time that's happened.
Put it away, Paul.
That's what she says.
Every night.
Does anyone else want to jump in, or do you want to hit mine? Mine's a much shorter list, because it's much harder for me, because they're all my favorite, because I just love the sound of my own voice.
Okay. So. Short and hard.
Go yes. ahead, because I got an app.
Soft. You got what?
I got an app for my homework.
For your homework? It's all right. I mean, you had a limited time with us, and I can't expect everybody to just keep listening on when they're super busy. I get it. I totally get it. Yes.
You had 8 children?
And one on the way.
He's a Mormon.
In between the last time he was on and now. That's all he... That's just,
I'm just kidding.
In 2 years?
Children.
In 1 week.
Okay.
So, my favorite moments are very broad in the time span.
Did you just call Courtney broad?
Here's my broad. Yeah. That's my bae.
Oh my god.
My number one favorite moment is Out of My Head with the Overlords.
I love it. My favorite.
That was such a train wreck fucking show.
That was awesome.
But there was no other way that show was going to go. Like, you're going to sit down
no one else
with.
Talking about it except for me.
They've got to know.
I remember you talking about it.
We were talking about that before.
When I had the girls on with me.
I know what you're talking
okay.
about.
He thinks we don't listen to him when we're talking about this shit.
No, we just don't listen
to him. He probably
to
just
says
no, right?
I know who the Overlords are.
What he knows who the Overlords are.
But it was just such a fuck, it was an acid trip is what it was.
It was awesome.
And I'm barely in that episode because all I am is sitting back and doing commentary for what the fuck was going on. I mean,
are you kidding me? Those girls singing You Are My Sunshine?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh.
That was great.
You know what? Considering that they're no longer present during recording, should we refer to them as the old gods now?
Like,
oh, I like that.
The old gods. That's awesome. That we've chased away.
I was going to kick this shit out of you for that one.
Did you realize we renamed my youngest?
Huh?
We renamed her. Her name is Cthulhu now, so it's all good.
I love you.
Church birth records. I'm going to have a moment,
I think.
What the hell?
Do you need to move?
Right. Get out of the way.
Jack, can I get off the couch?
Yeah, you don't need to, but you might want to.
No, that, for personal reasons, is number one, but my true, honest to God favorite moment ever in Geek Pod.
I know.
Oh, do you?
Maybe.
Do you know everything? I mean,
you can try. You can try, but I think you'll be wrong.
It's
got to
be the Nickel City.
That's on my list too, but there's one that no, there's one just because of the fallout from this thing just made for so much fun.
Oh, I don't know.
You'll know as soon as I say it.
Maybe I don't know.
The my favorite absolute moment ever, and it was also the beginning of the WTF files. That's what started it all.
Oh,
yes,
yes,
that is my absolute favorite thing that ever happened. Yes. But yes, Nickel City has to rank up there because that's, and we spent way too much time talking about this last episode, so we're not going to do this again, but so many dream come true moments came out of that.
You're welcome.
So, yes. And we do. We have to give her a lot of credit because her tits got us interviews, basically, is what I'm going to go with. So.
We're
about your tits, Paul?
They weren't impressed with mine. I tried.
A little bit more impressive than Paul's. Yeah. Just
yeah. Definitely bigger.
I'm
going
to have to agree.
You did that years ago.
I'm just going to say that.
I haven't seen them, and I'd have to agree.
But that is my that's my list.
Very nice. So are we going to call this episode Laura's Tits? I hope not.
Please
no, because it won't get
us. My son listens to this.
It won't get us onto iTunes either.
So. Aren't that Paul's Tits?
That's mine.
No. Not so much. Anyone else who wants to jump in there?
I think the Valentine's Day episode.
Oh, Lord.
You
that
should
was
be
a no.
Valentine's Day.
No. That was no.
No.
That was to suggest.
Jack, get to Woody every time you say Valentine's Day.
Every time you say Boba Fett,
I'm just reading.
And also,
Vegetti. Oh, yes.
Diane's
Vegetti.
Yeah.
Yo, speaking of Vegetti, my sister bought one.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't want to hear about your sister's Vegetti.
And that's what it became. My sister said that about the Vegetti. I'm like,
she didn't
get
one. One. She had to buy one.
Yeah, she had to buy one.
She was his brother.
Sure. So yeah, so my sister bought one, and for like 2 weeks after that, it was every time I go to my sister's house, she'd be like, "Well, I did this with the Vegetti, and I just sit up in the corner and kiss myself." Because I were talking about that day. So
that's awful.
Yeah,
I had forgotten about that. Yeah, that
you
was
your
that
sister
was
too close to be talking about what she does with her Vegetti.
This is also true.
Next on TLC.
That's the Lifetime movie.
I think that would be like a Jerry Springer moment, not a Lifetime movie. That's a little under the city. I've never met your sister. She might be lovely, but...
She's a lovely person.
She likes to talk about her virginity.
Oh, my God.
Whatever works for her.
Maybe.
And her mandolin.
Uh-oh, never. Lana's still going.
Does she play
her?
Sorry,
Lana.
No, I'm done.
You're good.
I think
someone's
dying outside.
They just ran over the lawnmower. It's all good.
What?
Seriously?
If you have a favorite one, go ahead.
It's still a toss-up for me for a favorite WTF. One of mine and one of Paul's.
Oh, are you the Kevin Smith night? Is that your favorites of yours?
I was going to put the phone story in there. But
oh, Jesus Christ, yes.
Oh my god, my phone story? All right.
You know, I still need to beat the shit out of you for that, because somebody does.
You're not the only one.
Oh my god, where is your mother?
She doesn't know.
That's unacceptable.
We're going to fix that. Either it's the phone story, my poop story when we saw Kevin Smith, or Paul stealing the lady's parking spot. Not once, but twice.
Poo-poo.
Topless
maid, that
but,
was a
ETF. Oh, yeah,
sorry, there's been a lot of
where did we see a topless maid?
Maryland.
Paul's on vacation.
Man.
Maryland.
If you want to know more
about
these WTF stories, my phone story, my poop story, or Paul stealing the parking spot, listen to the past episodes.
Yeah, go back.
Oh, look at him doing it.
Wow.
Okay.
That's
wow.
Impressive.
Wow.
This episode almost has to be called, like, callback. Because that's all this is going to be, is jumping backwards. Andrew, because I want to save yours for last, because this sounds like it's going to be fun.
Okay. Well, I did a lot of listening over the past 6 hours.
And that's when you realize he wants no part of this show anymore.
Just like high school, wait till the last minute to do your homework.
30 second push. All right, this is boring. 30 second push.
Yeah. When do they get funny? What the fuck?
I like the Nickel City episodes or pod-isodes or whatever.
Mini-sodes.
Mini-sodes.
Get with Andrew.
I can't help it. I liked it when Ming motherfucking Chen was on. That was awesome. And you crying like a little bitch.
Yeah, you should have been there to see it. Yeah, it was worse.
I wasn't invited, so...
Well, we couldn't even...
I just showed up.
I was going to say, we couldn't... We had to fight for 2 slots. That's why this poor girl had to pay her own way to go.
Yeah, that was
my life.
So...
Anyways.
That goes back to a story that we had to discuss, too.
Where babies come?
Was that?
No.
No, I know where babies come.
Yeah,
he knows
that.
I can do videos if you don't.
No, some of them, not you.
He's kind of the expert here.
Right, yeah.
Not really.
He's got that figured out. He's, sorry,
so
continue.
So, that one, I like the, I forget, out of my head, the 9/11 one.
Oh, Jesus.
That would have added so much to that.
I want to revisit that, because I do want to bring you in on that, because I think you and conspiracy theories would be a lot of fucking fun.
I will blow that
shit
wide
fucking
open.
Government did it. Controlled explosions.
Supposedly.
It still drives me insane to this day when I see a Baron Seen Bears book.
Oh, me too.
And I want to punch something. Yep. I'm like, God damn it! Because I know, like, there's one around my house somewhere. I have tons of them.
And it's Baron Stain.
It's Baron Stain.
No, it's Baron Stain.
It's Baron Stain.
Andrew didn't listen to the episode.
Obviously
not. That was not what I put on his homework list.
That's okay.
He listened to it.
Did you only give him specific episodes to listen to?
No.
I was going to say, so that's like kind of you're kind of crafting him into what you want him to be of his favorites.
Well,
Laura,
Paul,
when you hear the sour shit page.
Right.
That's right.
Are you good? Did you have more?
Yes.
All right. What impresses me, he didn't pick any of his own stuff on there. He was not shamelessly plugging himself.
I suck at this. Wait a minute.
I got
two. Isn't that Gary's job? Not this Gary.
Wow. I think that Gary's kind of busy.
Yeah, he's busy plugging in other things.
I'm good at what I do. Anything. I'm sorry. I'm good at what I do.
Don't we all get to go?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry. I thought you wanted. No, I know why I skipped you. It was because you said you don't do homework, so I thought you really didn't do it.
I don't do homework, but I fucking got a favorite episode,
right? He's going like, that one that I was on.
You didn't do your homework.
All right, I did.
I'm sorry.
I thought about it on the way over here.
That works.
Well, no, because my favorite is one is the Christmas episode, and it's for a specific reason. Because I told you about what I was going to do that day, and I told you the story, the fake story.
Yes.
The look on your faces when I was telling the story was priceless. I mean, obviously you can't see it, but when I said the story, and everybody's like, "That's your favorite moment?" We're talking about I got a monologue from a movie.
Yeah,
My Blue Heaven.
Yeah, that's right.
And my friend was kind of like, "That's your favorite moment?" And I was like, no, I'm just fucking with you.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
That was great.
And then I loved the story I told about my father. After
yeah, that's where everything got emotional.
That's where it was. Yes.
Yeah, I was sitting in my car in my parking lot at work listening to that, crying like a girl. Thank you.
So, you are a girl?
Yes.
How else would you cry?
Right. Kind of like Paul, sorry.
Like a girl.
I don't know. Yeah. I do want... I'm sorry.
No.
I do want honest opinions. Did I cry like a girl that day?
That was a very manly cry.
I was just lost. No. We're talking about Nickel City.
Oh.
Go back and listen to the very first episode. Sausage
like
Patty.
Like a little bit.
I was gone.
I seriously was afraid for his life. I thought he was going into like Sugar Shock or something.
Or pizza.
I
know. That's even before I started crying because I was visibly
shaking.
And again, this has been beaten to death.
White.
But we have people who haven't listened to the episode now. Because what happened, I'm sorry to derail you.
No, that's right, go for it.
Because that's what I do, brief recap of Nickel City. We had been sending messages out trying to see if we could get anyone to do interviews with us. Because the comic book men were there.
Seems like a thing you do.
Brian O'Halloran from Clerks was there.
I saw that was awesome.
Yeah, well... We get all set up, and I said, I'm going to do a loop around and see if, you know, I can make contact with anybody. I went over, I talked to Brian O'Halloran, which was really fucking cool. He was busy, he was setting up, didn't want to talk to me. I don't have tits. Like that. Next, fine. You have
yeah, baby.
A little too far.
I don't know
boys
involved in Lana's life.
And so, from there, I moved down to the next table where the comic book men were sitting, and Ming Chen was out front because apparently he doesn't sit at his table. He just, you know, talks and
hangs
out. Yes. And I'm wearing the Geek Pod t-shirt that I have on right now. And as I walk up, he says, Geek Pod! Hey, I saw your message. I definitely want to sit down with you guys. And it was like a punch in the face because he fucking knows who we are. You know what I mean? I mean, yes, it's probably because I was bothering him on Facebook, but he really saw it, and he knew. He made the connection. He knew who the fuck we were, and I think we've discussed this. Normally, I'm who you guys always hear. I'm the cocky, cocksure. I'm the quote-unquote boss man, right? Through me. I was gone. Like, I was cool in front of him. We talked. It was a nice... See, I'm doing the Andrew. I'm judo chopping the table now. We talked and we bullshit. I walked away and I got maybe 10 steps away and it all starts to hit me and I'm like literally shaking. I walk over and I think you even said I was pale.
Yeah. You were. It was horrible. I seriously thought there was something wrong with you.
Right. And they know I'm diabetic.
No, I went into mother mode. Like, oh my God, are you okay? What's the matter? Do you need insulin? What the hell's your problem?
Did you poop? Are you okay?
No, have you pooped?
That motherly.
And so I sat down and I briefly tell them what happened and he was like, we need to start recording. We need to get this on mic. Now, I'm not sure if he was like, this is the perfect opportunity to make Paul look like an asshole. But no, I'm teasing. I'm teasing. No, I do that myself. I'm good at it. But, I mean, and I haven't listened back to that episode because I'm afraid to.
it took you time to pull like? Yourself together to speak.
Well, I mean, could I even start talking? Like, didn't I start into the episode fine?
The story
and then I literally, I lose it. Completely lose it. Like, I could not speak. Now, you've listened to this episode.
Yeah, you're getting all sobby and whatnot.
Yes, and you can hear it in my voice, because I distinctly remember it. And there's a point, it's just like now, I was sitting there talking, and I start devolving. And I literally... God is my witness, not that you're Jesus. You kind of have that look.
I am.
I literally slide away from the table and, for whatever reason, turn my entire body towards Hugh to have this meltdown. So that had to be super uncomfortable for you.
I'm glad I could be there for you.
So it was just the weirdest. And that's not
so
something
you
I do.
You got star-shocked.
I don't know what happened. I still don't know, and I still get weird talking about it. I think I even referenced that a couple times. Yeah.
Well, like, that's... I didn't listen to the episode yet, but hearing you say
Dick.
This now...
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm complimenting you, so goddamn it. Watching sports, but even watching movies, meeting famous people, hearing your passion, though, that just is awesome to hear. Like, hearing a geek out on something about that just shows your passion coming out, and it just shows what you're doing and what you do with this show, and you do so much for it.
He wants to see your passion come out.
I was going to say, did you just say he's trying to get me to come out?
But you just know what you're saying about that.
He's turning the tables.
That's what I said, because...
That's your passion coming out.
Right. And I had no problem talking to Brian O'Halloran, because I'm not a big of a geek. I mean,
she didn't
I
care.
He's awesome.
Like, no, I do, because I've seen Clerks, and, you know, I have a secret for Kevin Smith, but I had no problem talking to them over there, except for Ming, because Ming is butt. When he came back over...
Ming's butt? Did she say?
Yeah, that's what she said.
You were talking to Ming's butt. He's adorable. Anyway, when Paul came back over, and even with Neil Adams, watching you guys with Neil Adams, that was like, you guys are geeking too. Because, you know, it was just fun. I liked it. We've got background music.
Exactly.
It's an ice cream truck.
Like, we see what you guys go through with all this stuff.
And you know, Paul awesome. Does pretend he's a douche. But that moment, he was
she
like,
just blew up my spot.
For a second.
Yeah, that's why I think I'm going to take that episode down. We can't have me looking like a person.
And
like,
that
doesn't work.
Episode.
But
get
you know
off.
What? I do have to say, Paul still is a douche. Like,
he's totally a douche.
Throw back to that episode where I lost my phone. He's like, if you find your phone, text me. Let me know if you're going to come.
Right.
And like, yeah.
No, I didn't say if you find it. I said, text me and let me know if you're coming.
Because nobody in their right minds go to somebody else looking for their phone without the cops.
No, but I see what you're saying. Yes. Passion is very everything. And you guys done 50 episodes more, too. But you're going to do
90
more and more.
Altogether. So.
We enjoy doing this.
Actually, we've done 90.
Right
yeah,
now is
yeah,
memory.
But we enjoy being invited to do this with you guys.
Laura's done four. I did too.
And I'm thanking you for that.
Three.
I would get up and bow, but I'm kind of stuck here.
Yeah.
So now let's go back and finish.
I'm so fucking done.
Okay.
does Gary have a moment? Or
that's good.
No moments.
Those four episodes he was on.
Three.
Two. This is the third one.
Okay.
But
this is his favorite
one. Originals.
That's true, you are.
Seven in. That makes an original.
What?
I said seven episodes in. That makes you an original. Yes.
No,
five in. Episode five, because Hugh and Gary were both debuted on the same episode.
Ah.
So. Now, to your list. Dr. Hugh, please.
Well, apparently Gary doesn't have a list.
He said he didn't have a list.
I don't have a
he
list.
Said he didn't do homework.
All right,
I didn't do
list.
Homework.
I got an F.
So we've got two things going on here. First of all, I did do the actual homework with some of my favorite moments, and then we have the other list.
Teachers
so.
Suck ass.
Yeah, that's my favorite
that was
list. well, you know, I'm used to you know being the only person that actually comes prepared. So
he comes prepared.
Yeah, yeah. I usually have my tablet here ready in case everything else falls apart. So
he means when everything's gonna fall apart.
Yeah, when everything's gonna fall apart. Some of these have already been touched on. I love the Diane's Vegetti moment just because it was all, you know, off the cuff and it just came together beautifully. It was, you know, you can feel when something comes together completely randomly. Oh, that sounds like a band.
It's marching band.
It is. Yeah. Go ahead and close that window.
Let's close that window.
Yeah, it's not the ice cream truck.
A whole bunch of percussion nonsense going on.
Lovely.
There's another one that's open. Keep going, Hugh.
But Hugh, what do you say?
Yeah, we can still hear it.
Well, hold on. Well, let's...
Okay, then.
That's a little better. But yeah, Diane Tavigetti was perfect. Another one of my favorite moments wasn't actually on the show, and I don't know if I can really talk about it, but the text messages I sent Jack that I don't think I'm allowed to talk about.
Oh, God, you're an asshole.
Can I say it was funny? Yeah, I can say
you're
right?
A fucking dick, but yeah, go on.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I know you want.
Okay, we've always picked on Jack. We always throw the gay jokes his way. I mean, you know, you keep saying he's not gay. And yeah, you said you have a girlfriend now?
Yeah.
So good for you, man.
I thought you said you had a date.
But we continued picking on him about it. And at one point, Jack came to us and said, "Listen, you know, my dad and grandfather are going to start listening to the show. Could you please chill out on the gay jokes?" And he messaged Paul and I in separate Facebook Messenger things. And he's like, "You know, could you do that? You know, that really bothers me." And I started off, I was all like, "Well, I can completely understand, and I hope you know it's all in fun, and we really don't mean anything." And then I followed it up with, "But you know, if you just came out, it would make everything a lot easier." Yeah, and you didn't even acknowledge that I said that. You just said LOL. But man, it was
because perfect. I don't care what you like. You gotta have a good sense of humor. If you don't have a good sense of humor, then
And it fits in the spirit of the show.
Exactly. I know you guys. Yeah, I know.
From that, I really liked meeting JG Hertzler. Hertzler. That was pretty awesome.
Martok.
Yeah, I'm actually reading a book by him right now, The Left Hand of Destiny.
Nice.
So that was awesome. I loved Jack the Serial Killer. And by cereal, I'm spelling it with a C. That day, he kept obsessing over the cereal.
Yes.
And you were about to punch him. Oh, that was awesome.
That was pretty much every episode, though.
Yeah.
Do you have cereal here?
Oh, God.
This is...
Okay, I had to explain that to my mother. The whole squirrel thing in the Urban Dictionary. Yeah, it was nice.
Lovely.
And then the whole weekend at Richmond, everyone's yelling squirrel. I'm like, I gotta fucking go. I can't be here. Jack just happened in Richmond. Sorry, Hugh, go ahead.
Oh, it's okay. I also, and you're probably going to be surprised by this, but I really enjoyed Corbs admitting that he hadn't finished The Bastard Executioner. After all the build-up, and I had finished the show, and you're like, I haven't finished watching it.
It sucked.
And the last thing I put on my list is relatively recent, but I was really proud of this moment, was Science with Lana. That was a really great
show. Yes, that was really cool.
I
loved it.
And now I look at everything differently. Because I was... Right? You know, the whole tree thing when you're like, is that the only colors that we can see? Because that kind of pisses me off.
It does.
Yeah.
It pisses me off, too.
So is this Cobra and Bill Nye the science guy on the show?
No.
Lana Allen, the science goth girl. I don't know.
Science goddess.
All right. So, like I said, I had a little special thing for you guys. I came up with a list, and this is the top 20 things I think I will see on GeekPod before episode
1. Not that you want to see, that
not,
you
not
think you will see.
That a few of them are things that I want to see, but they are things that I think I may see.
Everyone be afraid.
Yes. Oh, you absolutely should. Like I said earlier, everybody gets their fair share, including me. So,
you're coming up with this list on the toilet? Like, how are you coming up with this list?
Well, actually, yes. Yes, a lot of it, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, top 20 things I think I will see before episode 100. Number 20, Paul gets genetic testing and finds out he is part Sasquatch.
I can see that.
I accept that.
Yeah, I can see that.
They're getting worse now. Number 19. Andrew and Laura fall for each other, but so do their significant others, so they all just swap houses, and it's all good.
Wait. I would rather hook up with his significant other.
Hey, whatever works.
I'd pay to see that.
So would I.
Oh, boy.
I'd like to be in the same room, at least.
Oh, are you rethinking that one right now?
Yeah, I'm rethinking it. Which also makes me rethink number 18. Jack and Corbs fall for each other, but have no significant others, but switch houses anyway.
I like the house. I'm thinking. I want to switch.
Number 17. The Watkins comes on the show, promising to try bacon, but by the end of the show, we are all vegan and don't know why. Number 16. Hugh goes to the Nickel City after party and wakes up in the transporter room at Trek Conderoga. Wow. 15. Jack admits he is Nightwing.
Oh, fuck you. I like it.
14. Someone finally emails us.
I've done that already.
Somebody else.
Yeah, somebody else. Number 13. Everyone in Syracuse goes to Creole Soul.
That would be great.
Yeah, yes. Wouldn't that be awesome? Number 12, Andrew lifts his kilt and we find out it was the butler in a werewolf mask the whole time.
I don't get it.
Scooby-Doo reference.
Yes.
Yes.
Number 11, Hugh slips up and says the word retard at a live show and gets knocked out by a midget in a wheelchair dressed like a Power Ranger. Number 10, Paul actually prepares for an entire show, which might have actually happened today.
Negative.
Very nice.
Number 9, Laura does her own show and gets nothing but guests from the Assault City Roller Derby.
I can see that happening.
Number 8, Lana and Andrew live up to their potential. Number 7, Hugh finally follows through with an idea he can't hammer out on the toilet hours before showtime.
That is true.
See, I gave myself some too. Number 6, Wiggs returns to give us his review of Batman vs. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man wins.
Agreed.
Number 5, everyone who wrote in for the Valentine's Day episode shows up to a live show and stare at Jack the entire time.
Aren't we all here anyways?
Number 4, Corbs wakes up when his forehead smacks the microphone.
Wait, you were sitting here at, like, before we started recording with your eye on the microphone. And I'm talking to Laura and I'm like, what the hell's going on over there?
You don't understand. That's the bonding process. Like, these are new mics to him. He's connecting
with us. We started a couple times and we were able to talk.
I can talk the normal way, but it'll confuse everybody. Okay. Probably scare
do what you gotta do.
Well, it's because the mic doesn't have a vajayjay.
It's true. It's not a vajitty.
Number 3.
Sister's vajitty.
The sound of Corb's head hitting said microphone wakes Lana.
Okay, that's only, like, that was a while ago and I didn't... Now she pays attention.
It only happened at one time.
Yeah,
we're down to the top 2. Number 2, Paul quits his job to sing in the revival of Rent.
I've never seen Rent. It's, okay, but still.
It's a sucky-ass musical and you'd be Sasquatch.
And the number 1 thing I think I will see, or actually hope I will see before episode 100, Hugh gets Chinese food without breaking a sweat.
You can't go up the driveway without breaking a sweat.
What are you talking about? I'm in great shape. I'm in the best shape of my life.
He's damn near svelte now.
Yeah. How much weight have I lost? 50, 60 pounds?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I get winded going up the driveway.
No, it's because I'm always obsessed with Chinese food whenever we go out of town, and it usually involves walking all over the place, and we just can't find it, and it's just a mess. And really, probably you're the only person that got that.
Probably.
But you know what? This was all about you anyway, to begin with.
So is there anything here?
We bring it back, right?
Right?
Well, I got it, because he always gets Chinese food when he goes to the mall.
This is true. This is true.
I understood that one.
Yep. So we get Chinese food after this.
Are we at the mall?
Yeah, really.
We
can get delivery.
Let's roll back into what everyone else wants to see in the future.
What?
The future of Geek Pod. Part 2 of the homework assignment.
Oh, I didn't do that one.
That's okay. I didn't do a lot because I really don't know how much needs to be changed.
I agree with that. I just need more mean. That was mine.
I figured. I've got 2 things on here. The things I want to see in the future of Geek Pod. Merchandising.
Oh, that's
one
easy,
though. Yeah. And an honest-to-God live show.
Sure.
I want to see us on a stage doing a live show.
In front of people?
Well, I would hope so. But
be live.
People.
Fuck that. Paul, you just took... That's actually what I had over here. Like, I want to be in front of people, and they ask us questions, and we have to think
I was thinking, like, a Q&A, like... Okay.
Maybe kind of like
a
panel.
I can see how Q&A would start. Who the fuck are you guys?
Why are we here? Yeah.
Well, you could do that now, but you'd have to go on like the Facebook. But there would have to be people actively watching the Facebook.
Yeah, like FaceTime.
They could open up.
We could go live on Facebook.
We need an app.
Yeah, that's actually really possible.
Because I've done that. I did that at the Mineral City.
Yeah,
that's
possible.
We should get an app.
You guys are missing my point.
I got your point.
Not on Facebook.
I got your point.
I want a live show. I want people to come, sit their asses, and watch us do our thing.
You want
a live show where we actually go someplace and people talk to us.
But who wants to sit?
We don't even have a small Asian.
We want a mic.
We could get one.
We can open.
Do you know this thing they call stand-up?
Small Asian?
Jack is almost a small Asian.
No.
Squint your eyes a little bit.
There's a website for that.
Yeah.
Asian.
That's not my problem.
That's
your brother's problem.
Yeah. I don't know. No, but you
can we trade her out for you?
Wow. Anything's better.
Well, hey, that's not true.
Hey, now.
Teasing.
I know.
Yes. So those are the 2 things I want. One of which might actually come to fruition by November, huh?
Hooray!
The Asia.
Can we overnight?
So you do have a list, Jack?
That was part of my list too.
Okay. What else you got?
Like open, like, go in front of live people and have people, like, talk about, like, podcasting and all that stuff, ask us questions.
Live people? I was thinking the morgue.
You want to go in the morgue?
Yeah, we can't take Andrew into a morgue.
Church and do this.
It will burn.
Case, Andrew can't go. Maybe.
You would melt.
My feet would catch on fire. Yeah, I'll probably
there'd
come
be,
down
like,
and
smite
me.
Involved.
Maybe an episode where we're, like, assume different roles. Like I would, like, you would think I would be Paul or something like that.
He wants to role-play.
Role-play.
Would be the first time for that.
I am legitimately creeped out right now.
I know you are.
I would not want to be on that show. All the rest of them, I'm fine with.
But, like, the Q&A, though, like, that'd be kind of cool. Like, Corbs you open up for, like, maybe another comedy act, like, the Funny Bone at the mall. That's kind of cool.
I wasn't thinking of going that big, but, yeah.
Hey, go bigger. Don't go at all, man.
So I guess I'm not going.
We still got to go to 5 Wits and do that last week.
Yes, we do. That's also in the future of Geek Pod. We'll actually finish our commitment to 5 Wits. Anybody else have?
You know what my answer is.
More Lana.
Or Laura.
Her, too. Yeah, it's the same. The same.
I mean, I'm here more often than
everybody.
Anybody else?
1, 2, 3, 4,
7.
Five of
but
you.
Not for long.
Ouch.
All right.
Really?
He has permission to come back more often from
I
his wife.
I'm going to take a lot of it. It was a little intimidating.
Maybe I'll make a few more episodes too now.
I don't think I'm going anywhere.
Well, we all have to leave. This isn't our house.
We don't live here.
Yeah, this is my house. So.
Yeah, there's cereal in the cupboard.
Right.
That's the answer in months. And I got the band playing.
I know, right?
Anything?
Sounds like a marching band.
Yeah, I would like to. I mean, we've heard about your Hughes.
Spit it out.
And I would like to have. Yeah, I would like to have a beer episode.
There
I think that would be awesome. We'd all get shit-faced and do stupid stuff on the mic. Wait a minute. We all already do stupid shit on the mic.
Right.
It's like when we're, like, we have a little beer in us.
Slightly inebriated and silly.
Jack, what's a little beer?
I call it abbreviated when I'm abbreviated.
But are you abbreviated? Or are you
I am abbreviated. Okay. I actually have a headache from last night's drinking.
Should not stop then. I mean,
so if we start hollering, then you'll probably get pissed.
No, but I'm sitting right next to you, so I will.
And the people downstairs might not like it either, so.
Well, really, compared to the marching band outside.
Good point. Hopefully we're more entertaining.
I was going to say something rude. I was going to say it was kind of better than the music we had at Nickel City.
Yeah.
This is true.
Is that the telephone booth from Doctor Who?
That is the telephone booth from Doctor Who.
Are you trying
more
to
commonly know? Known as the
no.
TARDIS. Yeah.
Which is a cool
I didn't watch Doctor Who, I know
neither.
That one.
Alright, are we covered on all that?
Yeah.
Alright, then I think we're going to take a short break so you can hear some words from our sponsor, and then we will return.
Alright.
Goodbye, people.
Come savor that Louisiana flavor at the Creole Soul Cafe, the best of Nolan's right here in Syracuse. Be sure to check out the monthly special coupon exclusively for GeekPod listeners. Get yours at geekpod.com. or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/geekpod. Bring your coupon into one of the 2 convenient locations in Syracuse. Downtown at 128 East Jefferson Street, or in the food court at the Shoppingtown Mall. Tell them GeekPod sent you. The Creole Soul Cafe. Savor that Louisiana flavor.
And we are back celebrating GeekPod's 50th episode, and we're about to play a game that we played a while back, and it was a lot of fun. It's called 2 Fake. Actually, we should call it 3 Fake.
No,
because there's 2 fake stories.
3 stories. Okay. So basically the rundown on this is Paul's going to read us 3 stories. 2 of those stories are fake, 1 is true, and it's up to us to guess. And if we can figure out which one it is, we win a date with Jack.
No.
Everyone's going to throw the game right now.
Can I
sleep
around?
Come on with Jack.
Thank you.
I love you,
you're
Jack.
Welcome.
Thank
you. Shopping.
For shoes. Manny's Petties. Okay.
You just take me out to dinner because I'm a fat kid. I like
one of the fish patties. One of the fishies.
No.
Okay, guys. Are y'all ready? Yeah. Nope. And you are allowed to ask questions. We do have to keep a minimum amount of questions so we're not here all fucking day.
Okay.
So what do we win? For real?
Nothing.
Gosh, I suck.
You win nothing. You lose everything.
Good day, sir.
No, this is for the enjoyment of anybody that's listening to this, except that Laura probably won't even listen to this one because she was here for the recording of it.
That's for listening. I love to hear the sound of my voice, too.
All right. Gosh, yes, I hear that. Okay, so.
You breathe hard into the mic.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Okay, number one. I got into a scuffle in TRU over a Marvel Legends toy.
Who's I?
These are all based on Paul.
These are all based on Paul.
Now, after I read the three taglines, I can expand on each of the stories for you. Number two, I defecated on the floor of a public pool bathroom. Number three, I fell through a grave in a cemetery. Do you want me to elaborate first, or do you want to start asking questions? Easy. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to elaborate, though. Number one, I walked into the store to discover a one-per-case figure. Another collector saw me with it and tried to snatch it away from me. A tug-of-war and shoving match ensued. Number two, didn't make it to the toilet before I whipped my pants down and emergently shit on the floor. I then cleaned myself up and snuck back out, leaving someone else to discover the code brown. Number three, as teens, my cousin and I used to walk to an old graveyard near my grandmother's house to explore. One time, while walking through a very old gravesite, caved in, and I fell into the hole, scared the shit out of my cousin and I. We can go by raising hands, because I don't know who has questions or what, or if you all just think you got to figure it out already.
Now, was the grave occupied, or was it, like, you know, something that, it, like, everything was decomposed and there was nothing there anymore because it was old?
Yeah, it was pretty well rotted out, yeah.
How far did you fall through?
Maybe to my waist. Because everything just caved in.
You didn't, like, go all the way in, you just went in, like, two
like, crum, feet. Yeah, like, a, yeah.
What was the toy you were fighting over?
It was the Dark Phoenix, the red and gold.
Ooh. Yeah. Attaboy, I'm going with that one just because that's the answer.
Anyone else have questions about any of them? Anyone?
No. Thinking.
I don't want it to be.
Yeah, we see the smoke.
The public place.
But herein lies the problem. Like, all three of those are believable with me. So.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go with the toy one.
Okay. I'm not going to reveal until everyone's done, obviously.
I'm going to go with the grave only because I think I would have heard about the toy wars, and I'm pretty sure that you shitting on a bathroom floor would have come up when Jack almost shit himself when we talked about it. So that's my reasoning.
I'm agreeing with you on that one.
Come on, get your own material.
Well, again...
Wait, and didn't she just say she went with the Marvel Legends thing?
Well, no, just because I like that answer. We've heard, like, if he was fighting over something, it would have come up before, I would think.
Unless it happened this week.
Good point.
Happened actually this morning.
I just do want to say, in the most current wave of Marvel Legends, there is a Jean Grey Phoenix figure.
Is there, seriously?
Because
mm-hmm.
That's a true story.
Laura, come back.
Sorry. Well, crap.
You just hear a door slam.
Lana, what do you think?
I think the grave one's true.
I would have to say the grave one, too, because it's going back in time, and...
I didn't say I fell through a time warp.
No, but you said
when we were teens.
Younger.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Stories.
I know my stories.
I'll go with the grave one too.
I'll go with the grave one too, so.
Well, this is no fucking fun. Yes, I really did fall through a grave. And actually, that's been on the radio before. Like, I actually won tickets to an SU game years ago for telling that story on 95X. So.
How good were your seats?
They were terrible, just like the game. Yeah. Yeah. But the other two have aspects of truth. The shitting on the floor was my cousin at the Jordan pool.
You told me that story in Buffalo. I was like, not helping.
Oh, that's mean.
He's a dick.
And the Marvel Legends one was actually something I witnessed in Toys R Us, like back in the Marvel Legends heyday. I watched two idiots fight over a fucking toy.
That's great. But it's Jean Grey, though, so,
yeah. I made that last part up. I don't even remember what figure it was.
It should have been then.
So that was anticlimactic. You guys are too good at this.
So we all win? Oh, nope, except for Andrew.
Andrew sucks.
Andrew sucks.
Wait, does that mean we all get to go out on a date with Jack?
I guess so.
And Jack paid for everybody.
We're going to the dollar menu.
All three of the microphones.
In Chinese going, man, this worked out better than I
thought. You didn't say how many items I could buy for a dollar, so I'll
play.
Seriously.
I'll play. What do we got next on the list?
We have our book club.
Okay. I'm guessing you and I are the only ones that might have something for that.
Probably.
Yep.
Yeah, you also. Yep.
Wow, what's a book club?
What do you do?
These things called books. They have paper in between them, and there are words written on them.
I didn't get a membership card, so obviously I'm not a member.
Are there pictures in these books?
There are pictures.
A lot of them, usually. Yes.
I like that.
Yeah, that's the only books I read.
Are
picture books.
Well, you can't. You don't have to. My 5-year-old doesn't read the words in the book, so that's okay, Corbs.
So Jack's got a chance?
Yes.
Hey, I'm not hooked on phonics. I'm getting better.
You know, I have to go with low-hanging fruit this week just because of big events, Civil War V.
I haven't read it yet. Good?
It's good. It's not bad. I guess the big thing is I feel like they've tipped their hand, and I think I know how Civil War II ends, so would you like me to spoil it for you?
If you'd like.
Okay. At the very end, in a battle that Ulysses is not involved in, the Inhumans tell him to stay, you know, stay back here, he has another vision, so there's nothing influencing him, and he passes it out to all the heroes, and you see Miles Morales standing over Captain America, and Captain America's dead. And that makes everyone think that, you know, he kills him, and Captain Marvel immediately says, you're under arrest. So I say, now I know how this all ends. At the end, we know Captain America, who is currently, you know, we found out that he's actually a double Hydra agent and has been this entire time. He's going to do something really bad. I think Red Skull kills him, and that was just Miles Morales standing
coming
up
to him. Yeah,
yeah, I don't think he actually did it, but it's kind of one of those things where they did a reveal, and it's so easy to see where it's going now. Because obviously, you know, he's not going to do that.
Right.
Yeah, I just don't think that he whatever the situation is, he wouldn't kill Captain America. And I think Red Skull is going to have every reason once he finds out that Steve Rogers is trying to take Hydra away from him.
Interesting.
And Andrew was like, what?
Captain America's dead? What?
Only in Vision so far.
It's only happened in Division. But yeah, that's Civil War 5 in a nutshell.
Civil War 2, number 5.
Civil War 2, 5.
We have very...
number 2, word 4.
And now mine was, being me, is also low-hanging fruit. Moon Knight, number 6. Did you read this?
I am not caught up on Moon Knight.
Okay. They ended the last story arc. This is the beginning of a new story arc. And I have no idea what the fuck is going on. All of a sudden...
So it's just like the last story arc.
Again... Over again, yes. Because now Mark Spector is a big-time movie producer, and they're making a Moon Knight movie starring... Stephen Grant is the producer. They're making a Moon Knight movie starring Mark Spector playing Moon Knight. And at some point in it, then we also meet the cabbie. Like, all the different personalities that Mark Spector has, because he has multiple personality disorder, are real people now. And it's very fucking weird.
Sounds very meta.
Yes, it's way the fuck out there.
Sounds like but very interesting. Up in the morning.
You wake up next to one of your personalities?
Usually I'm like stuffed in the bag somewhere. Wait a minute.
myself was raping
eye. I get you this morning. Yeah, <it's true. laughs>
Don't start snorting.
Yeah. We got the snorter. Snorter, snorter.
He's gone. Stop, Andrew. Don't stop. You can stop, Andrew. Stop.
Andrew, what are you doing over there?
And gone.
And we lost
it. He just turned as red as the megaphone.
Wow.
That's good times right there.
Okay, I'm okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
You got this? Sure. Okay. Nope.
Nope.
So that's our book club, and I think going forward, we should start reviewing the what's shipping for the following week and do a pre-release suggestion too.
That's a good idea.
I meant to text you about that beforehand so we could debut it on this episode, and didn't work out because we talked about our weeks. So, yes. So
we need to do a movie club.
We tried that
I
once.
Can do that.
That's would you guys like to do some movie discussions quickly?
Yes.
Right off the hip.
Well. The thing that I don't like about the Marvel movies is that...
Is when you try to team them up with DC heroes?
Yeah, no.
I hate when that happens.
No, I mean, the DC movies and the Marvel movies, the only thing that really frustrates me about them, because I love the superhero movies, is that they keep changing the superhero characters. All the time, the main character is being changed. Like, now we have Ben Affleck as Batman.
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Now we have Corbs as Batman.
Nice.
But it's ridiculous because now, because who's the actor that plays Captain America?
Chris Evans.
Yeah. He was the Human Torch.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make sense, and if they're going to do actors, they need to keep the actors. Pay them what they need to be paid, and shoot it, because they do awesome jobs.
Well, he made a good jump doing that, going from Johnny Storm to Steve Rogers.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
He gives a crap about Johnny Storm.
He's always a B-rated actor anyway before that, too.
And he's hot.
Yeah.
As Johnny Storm, he was pretty hot too.
Yes.
I think he's a way better Steve Rogers than Johnny Storm.
I don't know. He played that part really well. Those movies didn't do so hot.
I can't imagine anybody else doing
as Cap.
No, as Johnny Storm, because he did have the cheesy thing going for him, because those movies weren't great.
It's like Hugh Jackman and Wolverine. You're always going to see.
Yeah,
that.
That's always going to be our Wolverine.
Or with the new Suicide Squad movie. Rest in peace, Heath Ledger, but he was the best Joker ever.
I agree.
Oh, see, I like Chad Nicholson. Or Cesar Romero.
I like Mark Hamill.
I know, it's not movies, it's
live
TV
action.
Show, sorry.
Well, I think we have to accept that universes start and end, and they have to change actors because different companies are starting, rebooting, creating a new shared universe, things like that. As much as I liked Christian Bale as Batman, they could not have rolled that Batman into the wider DC universe.
Well,
no. It was based in a real life universe. It would either not be possible, or people would go to see Batman 4 and be like, what the fuck? There's magic and crazy supervillain and all this stuff. It just wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, that world was not for that.
And it's unfortunate, but I mean, I actually enjoyed the first Fantastic Four movie, and I think I liked the second one. I mean, they were okay. They weren't
mm-hmm.
horrible, but...
the only thing I didn't like about the second one is because when they went to the planet and the green shit didn't make sense.
That's the new one.
Yeah,
the third
yeah,
one.
I'm talking about the
yeah,
actual second
one.
So you're talking about Silver Surfer. You're talking about the
yeah.
new Fantastic Four.
Yeah, that was absolute shit.
That was horrible. I actually stopped watching
watch
that.
It was horrible.
You know, I've never once been watching the current Marvel Universe and said, oh, you know, that's... I don't see him as Johnny Storm because he does such a good job as Captain America.
Right.
But also because all those other Marvel movies were made before we had a shared universe. This is something that took time to get together, and I'm absolutely willing to suspend any kind of disbelief because, in my mind, if I can't get over the fact that Chris Evans played Human Torch long before there was an MCU... and if it really bothers me that much, I should probably be watching like Murder, She Wrote or something and give up comic books.
And Gil Lansbury is so
yeah,
hot.
Yeah, really. Just because,
did
you know.
Agree with that?
Yes, he did.
Well, I understand your different universe
yeah.
idea because, I mean, that really does make sense to have different actors.
But now we have a shared universe where they can do exactly what you're talking about. That's something
yeah,
that did
keep
not
keep the people
exist
now. Yeah.
Before.
Right, when the Justice League comes in and all that good.
Like Suicide Squad was good, a good like it was a good movie. Like the characters.
Well,
were
it was
great,
an excellent movie,
but the plot was just a mess. The plot was a mess, but the characters were great. Like Will Smith, I thought was good. Margot Robbie was good.
Like, yeah, I didn't like the Joker though.
I thought it reminded me a little of a Mark Hamill Joker. I thought it wasn't bad.
I think he was good. I just don't think we saw enough of him.
I think he was good. No one has ever seen the Joker again.
He wasn't as crazy.
Suicide Squad is not a Joker movie.
No.
And it wasn't a love story.
But the trailers made it look like it was
everything
more like a Joker and Harley Quinn.
Right, which is unacceptable.
And then they're like, nope. You get like 5 minutes of screen time.
And also they made, basically, I mean, I've said it before, they made Suicide Squad a Will Smith movie.
Yep.
Did not like it. Now, I mean, okay, poetic license. Okay, let's make Deadshot a black guy. Fine and dandy, whatever, but Will Smith, no. He's a one-trick pony. He's Will Smith. Whatever movie you put him in, he's Will Smith.
I thought Deadshot was really good.
I like the character,
because it was molded towards
right.
Will Smith. From what I hear, I still haven't seen it.
Yeah.
They wanted a big name in the movie,
which
and they
should have done.
Hey, let's make him Deadshot. Cool.
I think they should have gone for
Harley Quinn was
nobody.
Awesome. Yeah, I agree.
I think that she was hot.
Oh, yeah.
So,
the characters were good.
I've asked other people this. Do you think every time they showed her ass, her shorts got shorter? Because I think they did.
I didn't really notice.
She was walking a lot.
I just licked her
yeah.
ass.
This question was directed towards mom.
I mean, I understand, because, like, they, like, ride up.
Every time they showed her ass, her shorts were shorter.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
They show her ass a lot in that movie.
I gotta watch it again.
Nothing wrong. There you
go. She needs a sandwich or two, though.
Yeah, but my friend, I'm pretty sure I covered this in the last episode, but it was only Paul, Dr. Hugh, and I.
Yep.
I love it when
you're calling me Dr. Hugh now, too?
Am I supposed to call you Dad?
I'm your dad, yes.
Okay.
That's fine. Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Can I call you Dad, too?
No, you can't call me Dad. I am not calling you Dad. That's not going to happen.
But,
that would be sexual.
Not going to
call me Daddy.
Go ahead, Lana.
My friend, we were walking in the mall going to see it, and he goes, they sexualized Harley Quinn a lot. And I'm like...
That's Harley Quinn.
Exactly. Like, that's...
That's the Suicide Squad, Harley Quinn. That's exactly what she's about.
But, like, even in the comic books, I think she was wearing less clothing than that in the comic books.
Yeah.
Like, most of the time. Because I have one of them, and she's wearing little to nothing.
Yep.
She's got, like, her arms are covered, and, like, you can't see her shoulders. And her shirt, like, comes up to, like, her collarbone. That doesn't happen in the comics. And people are like, oh my god,
is she wearing,
they're sexualizing,
like, or something?
No,
not
she was,
of the books that I have.
She was wearing a shirt that, and it was a quarter sleeve.
Yeah, her daddy's little monster.
Like, how can you not have seen that shirt? It's everywhere.
It's
everywhere.
Literally everywhere.
If you haven't, just wait until our next convention, and you'll see about 72.
Or Halloween.
Halloween
is going to be horrible.
Oh my god. Yeah, my cousin's going to be Harley Quinn for Halloween.
So is Jack.
Well, we knew that.
Let's give you the outfit.
Ouch.
It's from his personal collection.
What's scary is that he actually had Jack's size already.
Yeah, how did
I was once Jack's size.
Was that the outfit earmarked for Jack? Or
it was.
Okay.
He was hoping and praying he'd need it one day.
Andrew, why are you wearing the Harley Quinn outfit now?
Jack!
At least Andrew's Harley Quinn outfit is comic accurate. I gotta give him that.
Oh, come on.
Wait,
which
Harley Quinn, though? Because there's like four different Harley Quinn...
See, if I think comic accurate, I think Mad Love. Ooh. Like, the original. Like, that's accurate to me.
That's perfect.
Because I'm old, so.
You are old.
Yes.
Well,
aren't you old than me?
Harley is not very old. Shut up, I'm older than him.
No, it wasn't me, though.
Anyway.
I'm 52.
Moving on.
I thought you were 21.
You're 28.
And you're 29.
That's good,
right.
One,
again.
I like
so,
yeah.
Do
you have?
And again.
But the characters were good, though. Like, I just like how, like, DC's, like, a little dark.
See, I wasn't a fan.
I liked the characters, but the plot was a mess.
I can't wait for Justice League.
It was the same director that did Fury. I was going in with high expectations, too.
See, I went in with very little expectations, and I was not disappointed, I guess. Because Adam Beach, who I was excited to see, he dead in the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh
good, I didn't
want to
watch it.
I haven't seen him for a while. Sorry.
Spoiler, Jesus.
Sorry. But...
Who's Adam Beach?
For real?
Didn't he play Slipknot?
Yeah.
Okay. Not the band.
The band?
No.
I was going to say, I saw them. Yay.
Completely different. But I wasn't... I obviously like Margot Robbie because she's beautiful. And, you know,
yeah.
I'm not a fan of anyone else being Harley. I can't think of anybody else right now that could pull off Harley Quinn that's...
Except for Jack.
I don't think... Harley Quinn wasn't
stupid.
In any other movies, was she?
Yeah, she was in another movie with Will Smith.
Yeah.
There were con artists... but that's pretty much
the actress was in, not Harley.
Well, I'm talking about like having a
she's up and coming.
I'm talking about having a Harley Quinn in like
character.
Movie.
No,
yeah.
She is not.
Her voice was in Arrow. We never actually
saw
her
from behind. Yes.
And the only other time Harley Quinn's been on TV was in the Birds of Prey TV series.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And it wasn't even in costume. It was Harleen Quinzel just playing the doctor.
Right.
I do miss that show. Thank you for letting me borrow that. By the way,
you're welcome.
Did you ever get it back?
I don't remember.
But again, with the thing, like, the different actors being different characters, I like Evan Peters better as Quicksilver than the Kick-Ass kid. I can't think of what his name is off the top of my head.
I still haven't seen Apocalypse either, so I don't know.
I watched that this past week.
Good?
Oh, are you talking about Aaron Taylor?
Yeah, that guy.
It was kind of a clusterfuck. It really was. Apocalypse, visually, it was great. I can't really fault any of the characters' performances. I'm still not sure I entirely understand what the fuck happened.
Yeah, their timeline is all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
It's
they
like
fucked
how
up.
they could go in the last movie and reboot it so everything can be brand new and then completely clusterfuck everything.
Immediately. Nice.
Yeah, immediately.
Can I ask one question that really pisses me off?
No.
Just one?
Maybe. I just have one specific question in my brain that really pisses me off with the whole X-Men timeline thing is if in the very first X-Men movie when we see Rogue and Logan come up to the school, no one knows who Logan is, correct?
That's, yeah, because he's sneaking through the, right, after he wakes up.
Well, I don't.
God, it's been so fucking long since I saw that.
Professor X may be aware of him.
But in the new movie, he saves Jean and Scott, and they see him, and he runs away. If you are being saved by a crazy naked guy who you just busted out of a cage and he runs away from you, I think you'd remember that. That drives me insane.
This is the
Professor X wiped the memory from them.
Which he's been known to do before.
Yeah, and you gotta remember
slimy.
Too.
Somebody has to help me.
He was an absolute. he looked crazy. I suppose it's possible they might not recognize him.
Wasn't he wearing the helmet too?
But he took it off. Helmet off. You would think Jean would recognize his mind, but I guess that depends on how much of it was really there.
Because right. She said point. There's someone in there. It's not an animal. There's a person in there. So she obviously
But then again,
she tapped it a little.
But then again, you gotta remember too. If everything is reset. We don't know that the events of X-Men 1 happened the way they did now because everything's been reset. And the current movie timeline isn't actually there yet.
Right.
That's another problem that I have with Hugh Jackman is he's no longer going to be Wolverine.
Yeah. Damn him for not being immortal.
Right.
I just have a quick question. You guys keep talking about Professor X. Is it Stewart or McAvoy?
McAvoy.
The timelines are killing me.
Thank you.
I also
couldn't keep up anymore.
I also think that in the X-Men, they need to start bringing in Ryan Reynolds more for Deadpool.
That may happen.
I'd like to see that happen, too.
I would love to see that happen.
That's the only movie I wasn't disappointed by this year.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we all liked it
better.
And I expected absolutely nothing from that movie.
I loved
the one that didn't disappoint me.
I went into Deadpool begrudgingly because I hate the character. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I did not like the character at all, but I love that fucking movie. That is
movie.
One of my favorite movies of this year.
Yeah, mine too. Which
Stephen Lang gets Cable. Oh my god,
he's not going to.
He gets Cable. That's kind of a personal question.
He gets the part of Cable.
There you go.
Like BIOS or Time Warner?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, copyright infringement.
Yes.
we're covered under parody law.
Go ahead, Lance.
Go. I was going to. We were watching the movie at my house after we bought it.
Which one?
My mom's.
Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
We're watching my mom's movie.
The one movie.
We're talking about a whole bunch of different movies.
I thought you were asking me which house I was at.
No, the movie.
We were watching Deadpool at my mom's. And I went to get, a blanket or something. I can't remember. And it was near the beginning. And my mom yells, "Naked man fight."
Yep.
That's
very true.
I don't know why.
Why she yelled that, or why there was a naked man fight? Probably because it was in the script?
Well, no, because she yelled it when that scene came up, because apparently I wanted to see that.
Oh, exactly. I was going to say, if she yelled that when something else was on TV, you might want to take her to the doctor and have her examined.
Did she yell that to keep you away so you didn't see the naked man fight?
No,
or did
no,
she
no,
want
I
you to see the
pecker?
So you can see Ryan Reynolds' shriveled up goodness.
I think so. It was so I could.
Ah, gotcha.
But I didn't.
She trying to convert you or something?
No,
that's not
the
way to do it with that scene.
There is no right path.
Yeah.
Ow.
You're welcome.
Wow. It starts to get violent.
I practiced that.
That's
kind of
weird silence. That was kind of.
You could just ask her.
Ask her what?
Were you trying to get me to come into the living room to see Ryan Reynolds' penis?
Shriveled up man.
Yeah. The babies are.
Shriveled up man goodness. That was creepy.
Okay, your fantasies aren't coming into this. I thought we agreed on that.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right, what do you got for, what else do you want to talk about?
Well, we're running short on time. I know you have a wedding to go to.
I do?
My
buddy's sister.
Right.
Just wondering. Yeah.
And all I really have left is my WTF file this week.
Well,
so
let it rip, Paul.
What the fuck?
Has anyone got anything else to jump into before we derail the WTF in the end of the show?
It's been fun doing this with you guys for the last 50 episodes. I'm out. Bye-bye.
It's
Don't drop the Yeah, I didn't want to break the microphones. They were expensive. It really has been fun. It's
I'm
been
back,
awesome.
And I'm back for good.
I've enjoyed listening to all of it, because I'm the only one that listens.
That's what we understand.
It's down there. Keep looking to find it.
What do you got for us, Paul?
So this is something that happened last Sunday, just so you know. I was out, I was doing a service call for computer work, and the wife and overlords were at the house as far as I knew. I walk up my front steps, and the front door is open. Not unusual, it was pretty nice out. And I noticed something in the foyer, and I have a tiled foyer that's kind of important to walk into. Little mudroom.
Tiles.
It's white tile floor.
No, it's not.
Is it a tile?
No, it's great. The tile flooring.
Did it start off as white and now it is gray?
Yeah, I just don't clean.
Okay.
Just,
how about the grout? How's the grout look?
Pretty dark.
Is it chipped?
We'll get there. So I peer through the storm door because it's all glass, and I'm over detailing for people who have not been to my home.
We
find your house.
So wait, you peer through the glass of the tile flooring.
Yes.
The white.
Right next to the house.
Actually, I couldn't see most of the tile flooring because there was a cake upside down with glass shattered everywhere. Not from the door. The door was intact. So I slowly opened the door. And Kristen's vehicle's there, so I know everyone's home.
He was eating the cake.
Yes, I just started, grabbing handfuls of cake. No.
If I walked into that scene, I'd immediately start looking for midgets.
Midgets?
I
don't know why, but that's great. So, I creep the door open, and I go, "Hello?" And from upstairs, I hear, "I'm up here!"
Ooh, the mad
clenched
teeth voice. That's not good.
So I step over the cake and glass and saran wrap. And
you didn't say the saran wrap.
Yeah.
That changed everything.
Yeah. It's a whole new world now.
I'm out. I'm done.
So I go upstairs to find the oldest of the overlords, Madison, sitting on the floor in the hallway outside the bathroom, holding a rag over her foot.
Broken glass.
Yep, Gary's putting it together. I go, "What's going on?" To hear, "Your daughter's a fucking asshole." I peer into the bathroom to find my wife standing over my youngest holding a rag over her foot, which is soaked in blood.
Broken glass.
I said, "What happened?" And I'm going to narrow the story down with, you can remove all of the, calling a 4-year-old an asshole repeatedly. So she proceeds to tell me that a cake was delivered to the house by the next door neighbors because my wife and the neighbor's 18-year-old son share a birthday. Apparently they got way more cakes and decided we needed a cake. And this might suffer because it's not visual medium.
I don't like
But apparently the 14-year-old brought over this cake from next door, handed it to my wife, and then the 4-year-old got involved. Apparently, Kylie decided that she wanted to see what was on this cake so badly that she was clawing at Kristen, to which Kristen bobbled the cake.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
There's going to be action. Should
bobbled the cake in the air, hands going asunder, as the cake is flipping in the air. And the cake tumbles and smashes with the loudest of booms on the tile. Henceforth, making this Corningware glass dish into a missile.
And that stuff, splinters when it
yes,
breaks.
It does.
Yes.
Like a
so, apparently the 4-year-old cut her foot. I don't know why I keep referencing the 4-year-old since I've already said her name now. Cut her foot and begins bleeding. Looks up at Kristen and says, I'm bleeding. Kristen snatches her up, turns to the 14-year-old who is still standing there dumbfounded at all of this, says, you tell your parents, Kylie's an asshole. Turns and runs up the stairs. Madison is standing in the kitchen just looking like, what the fuck is happening? Kristen yells at her,
uh-oh.
You stay put. Do not go in the living room.
She obviously didn't listen.
Kids listen? No.
I was going to say, I kind of started this like a Tarantino story. I gave you the end and came around. So Kristen...
She's an asshole too.
Yes, my children are assholes. So Kristen is doctoring up Kylie, getting the blood stopped.
Which in your feet is takes a long time.
Yes. And then she hears from downstairs... Kristen leaves the 4-year-old on the bathroom counter and runs downstairs to find Madison. This one is hard to visualize because I don't have anything to lean against. Back in the kitchen, leaning against the kitchen counter like she's being frisked. Hands against the wall, with her head down, staring at her foot, shaking her head like she's been shot. Going, oh, oh. I'm bleeding. Oh.
Kylie took it a little bit better than Madison did.
Kylie didn't give a fuck. she was just making it known.
She's like, I'm bleeding. You need to do something about this.
God, Madison gets whisked away up the stairs to where I find this. This is when I walk in. We're back into Kristen's taking care of the one who's bleeding more. Because Madison literally had a small cut on her foot, but... You know, thought she had a gunshot wound.
Kylie was feeling her thunder, she needed to bleed too.
Yes. So,
one does it, the other's going to do it.
I decide, amidst the string of obscenities from Kristen, that this is pretty funny. Personal note, wrong approach. Funny is not in the vocabulary at that point.
No, two bleeding children.
So we get everything taken care of. We come down, we start cleaning up the cake in glass. And saran wrap.
Off the gray tile.
Off the gray tile with a dark grout.
It's no longer white.
With the clear glass door.
Yes. And as we're cleaning up in silence, got my head down, I'm working away, and I said, wow, the cake looked pretty good.
When do you get your divorce papers, Paul?
For the diabetic.
You know, I was really hoping that you were going to say you went back downstairs and then yelled up, I'm bleeding!
That would have been better, I think.
Her face always said the cake's pretty good. She was like,
I did not look up. I was afraid to. But, postscript to that, we get everything cleaned up, like mopped, swept, everything to make sure there are no shards of glass left.
Which is next to impossible on tile floors. With
did a great job, glass. Though.
Good job.
Shop vac everything, because I don't need anyone else bleeding again.
He is.
Polished, cleaned up, perfect. The kids finally come downstairs, they stop bleeding. Kylie walks to the tile, looks around, and says, where'd the cake go?
Wait, fuck that one. Thanks.
I have the mind of a 4-year-old, I'm sorry.
I would have been thinking the same thing, I'm sorry.
Also, the tile did get broken.
Oh, that's awesome.
Good call.
Thanks.
So, that was my what the fuck moment. Which I knew, like, the moment I walked out of the house on Sunday, I'm like, this is the story I need to tell on the 50th episode.
Definitely worthy.
I'm starting to love your wife that she said your kids are assholes. That's great.
6 times, I counted.
Have you told her that, or are you just waiting to count?
She knows. She's well aware.
She knows.
But I think that's going to do it for our 50th episode.
Next time we need to have birthday squeakers and things. You know, things you blow into and they make noise. And
like noisemakers?
Yes, noisemakers. That's what they're called.
I got you.
Yeah, not that kind of
noisemaker. Not that kind of noisemaker.
It was the breakfast burrito.
But I do believe that's going to wrap us up.
Works for me.
All
right. Laura, can you take us out?
I can.
Where are we going?
Megabyte me, bitches.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Kiko Flores, Kyle calling in. Just calling to congratulate you guys on the big number 50. And in honor of that, I'm going to have sex with a 50-year-old woman. Well, no, actually, that's bullshit. I'm going to have sex simultaneously with two 25-year-old women. Enjoy. I know I will.
This is Judge Palmer calling from the Hall of Justice, Mega City 1. I just want to congratulate the Geek Pod on their 50th episode. Congratulations, and make sure that you've got the correct permits. I will find you if you have not, and justice will be served. Judge Palmer, out.
Hey guys, Matt Lipke here. Just wanted to say congratulations on the 50th episode. Can't wait to see what you guys have in store for GeekPod in the future, and hopefully see you on the show soon.
Hello, my GeekPod peoples. I am so excited for you making it all the way to this many episodes of being the podcasting experts that you are. This is your friendly neighborhood director, Mr. John Ginty. I'm just so excited that you guys have made it this far. Well, actually, I'm more surprised. Are we being honest, or we just... Okay, someone's telling... Okay, they're telling me I should just congratulate. And okay. Hey, you did it, guys. Congratulations. We're so proud of you. But seriously, we love you. We love you. You guys are doing some fantastic stuff and can't wait to see what comes in the next 50. Congratulations, guys.
This has been a GeekPod Network production. If you're enjoying us, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and follow us everywhere. On Twitter, at GeekPod, G33KPOD. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/GeekPod. Want to get in touch with us? Email us at contribute@geekpod.com.